You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
Good morning.
Did you have school camps?
Nope.
No. Free English.
So I said, they're normally called bore stall back in the UK.
How's it going? What's
very well, thank you.
What's happening in the Mind Trench today?
Well, as I said earlier, if you didn't hear me, why weren't you listening? I read a lot of stuff, and every now and again, I read something, and I think, what? And that's all in caps.
What?
That's first. And then secondly, I think, how didn't I know this?
Is that also in caps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go.
Okay. Hit us.
There's upwards of 10,000 species of birds. That's not it.
Okay.
But I was actually thinking I'll go up to 23, then I was lost. I had to start looking in books.
Yeah, well, that's a good place to start looking.
But out of those 10,000, three produce milk, and that's in quotation marks.
Is that what made you go, what?
Yeah.
What?
Bird milk.
Wait, what? I thought that was a mammal thing.
Oh, just wait, wait. I did that in quotation marks. These birds are doves, flamingos and emperor penguins.
Excuse me?
It doesn't bear much physical resemblance to mammalian milk. Band name.
Yeah, good band name, that one.
As it looks like cottage cheese.
Oh, Rob. No.
But its makeup is... I wondered about that. I wrote this at 6 o'clock last night and it didn't seem too bad. But anyway, don't worry about
it. Hey, it's nature. It's nature.
But its makeup is similar and it serves a similar purpose.
Where's it come out of?
Well, don't ask that question.
How do they make the milk, I hear you ask? I don't know. No, I do. Okay. Otherwise, this would be pointless.
Okay, go on.
They secrete it from the lining of their crocs, which is a pouch-like part of their digestive system.
I was not prepared for this morning.
They use it for normally used for food storage, right?
Food storage. Okay, so it's to feed their young. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Similar to the upchuck thing they do, right?
Oh God.
Oh no, that's just taking it too far.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, that's true. Birds are a bit gross.
Yeah.
They are just a bit gross. Why are we surprised?
Right, the hormone that stimulates pigeon milk production is called prolactin, which is the same as mammals.
Oh,
okay. That's...
Right, this is all science stuff.
It is science stuff.
No.
Take it seriously, Stella.
Now, rock dove milk, or as they are more commonly known, pigeons.
Rock dove.
Ah.
That's what a pigeon is.
Rock dove milk, another good band name.
Yeah, very good.
Modern day pigeons live in an unforgiving environment like cities. I don't know what else is unforgiving. So when the chicks are born, they need a lot of protein and fat. So they start creating the croc milk a couple of days before the eggs are hatched.
Sorry, what's it called? The croc milk?
It's called crop milk. I'm going to call it CM from now on.
Okay.
Cool.
This was a real bad idea, wasn't it?
No, I'm loving
it.
A couple of days before their eggs hatch, and the chicks eat them for the first couple of weeks, and then adult food is slowly
And then they
introduced.
Get into the upchuck.
Oh, yeah, yes. Upchuck begins.
Now, it's both male and female pigeons create the CM.
Cool.
Now, oh, fun.
Flamingos, very similar to pigeons, not that they're, but in the fact that both male and female produce the CM. Now,
it's worse when you say CM.
The reason flamingos do it is because when flamingo chicks are born, their beaks aren't fully developed enough to use their beaks for their specialised way they eat.
How do they eat?
Well, they've got a specialised way of doing it. Don't ask me questions.
Okay, sorry.
The outstanding feature is that the CM is bright red because of all the carotenoids in their diets.
Sorry, you're telling me.
Carotenoid type of organic pigment.
I'm sorry to interrupt, and I'm sorry to paint this picture more explicitly, but you're telling me flamingos produce bright red cottage cheese milk.
And I'll tell you what, you can buy in Ponsonby, $400 a jar.
Yeah, I reckon.
Flamingo milk latte.
Now, this is when I thought, evolution, why, if the chicks aren't born with the right sort of beak, why didn't evolution make them born with the right beak as opposed to... making them make crop milk.
Well, I mean, why is a human baby, like, not born with the ability to cook an egg, you know? I guess it's just
too much for the ages.
Wow.
Something to ponder this morning, yeah. Guys.
Because evolution has no agenda, Rob. You know that's my favourite phrase.
Okay.
I love that one.
I've really been knocked for six by this one this morning, I have to say.
I haven't finished yet. Right, last, we've got emperor penguins.
Oh.
Now, it's the male that produces the CM. Like, once the egg is born, they waddle about with the egg on their, with single egg on their feet for about 2 months.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Have you seen a video of that?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Seen
while the female goes out
feet.
To see a foot, goes out to see him to feed, and when the chick hatches, to tide it over until the female returns with food, the male feeds the chick CM.
Oh, that's
CM
quite
is worse.
Nice.
So there you go.
Crop milk is better.
Like, in my defence, I thought this was really interesting.
It is interesting.
And it's I thought maybe saying things like cottage cheese and that at 8:10 isn't, especially if someone's having breakfast.
No, I'm actually not going to get started again. That was interesting, Rob.
It was interesting. It was genuinely interesting. And I agree with you. Capital letters, what?
Yeah,
why did I not know that?
And please let me know if there is anyone in Ponsonby that does sell that, because I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it would definitely be, you know, down the around the corner for like next food trends, I reckon. You got a poem for us?
Yeah.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is a real short poem. I wrote this from Britta Mart up to Simon Street on a bus, and the poem's called 27H, because that's what the bus is. That's crop milk, right. Far too early to think, let alone pick up a pen. Hang on, that doesn't make sense. I'm writing now. Or is it all this in my head? And actually, I'm asleep and tucked up in my bed.
Hey!
That's
much to ponder.
Two stops worth, that was, on the bus.
It's like a limerick or something, almost. Thank you, Rob.
Right.
Thank you for traumatising us this morning. Lots to think about there.
Yep.
You've picked us another Skepta track. He's making a lot of tunes at the moment.
Every 2 weeks, he's knocking one out. And this is called Tony Montana, and it is in homage to Scarface, the remake from the 80s.
Thank you very much, Rob. We will see you next week.
Maybe.
Big smoke by your tobacco. Tony, Tony, Tony Montana. Waco, psycho. I want to explode. Fire, ginger. Somebody call me water. I did on my own. Waka jaja make you no jam.
I remember Mbati, a big pami. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner with drink, gaddy. Now they wanna snap pictures, I live flashy. Who gon' stop me, huh? It walk, belutani. Impossible, every day's a celebration. This one for all my people that couldn't make it. Spent nights on the blue mat in the station. I said no comment, just to make a statement. How they hate me, cause I'm winning. AP kicking, my rollie ain't ticking. One of 150, the whip that I'm whipping. Now they wishing they coulda catch a man slipping. S-H-O-K-O-L-O-K-O-B-A-N-G-O-S-H-A-Y. Shoko loko bango shit. Anywhere I go, you know the gang them degrease. Brr.
Big smoke by your tobacco. Tony, Tony, Tony Montana. Waco, psycho. I want to explode. Fire, ginger. Somebody call me water. I did on my own. Waka jaja milk, you know jam my backo. Big girl, look what do I make again. Oh, Latin pen in umbraco. Waco, psycho. Torio, bomo, jesalaro. Sako, 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 no let you. Waco, dripping like fashion, I'm a jango. Big smoke by your tobacco.
Yeah, you know my passion, money and high fashion. Anyway you see me, you know the boy's pattern. I was a young G with dreams of getting rich. Now I got more money than I imagined. I hear no, speak no, see no evil. Never catch me stunting on my own people. That's my brother from another mother. I cut the slice precise so it's equal. She playing hard to get, so I'm keeping the same energy. You want the Casamigos or the Hennessy? Take a shot to the head, that's a Kennedy. Yo, fine girl, sip that Jejali. Baby love, sip that Jejali. Unforgettable swag, they remember me. Hypnotizing like an oldie. Melody, I came with the criminals, my Cody defending me.
Big smoke by your tobacco. Tony, Tony, Tony Montana. Waco, psycho. I want to explode. Fire, ginger. Somebody call me water. I did on my own. Waka jaja milk, you know jam my waco. Big girl, look what do I make again.
Oh, that in penny no baco, baco, psycho, Dorio, Momoj, Salaro, Saco, 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 no let you, baco, dripping like fashion, Ramajaco, big smoke, palo tobacco, Montana, 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 Tony, 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 Montana.
Tony Montana by Skepta with Portable and J5. Picked for us by Rob Bollocks this morning. Thank you very much, Rob. I feel like I need to lie down now. Crikey. So much to process today with crop milk.
I've seen some in the fridge. I'm going to go and have a cup of tea now.
See you next week, Rob.
Yeah.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.